Now we have looked at the Bollinger Bands and the stochastics, which was fairly simple. If you are a beginner and you have never looked at Bollinger's and stochastics before, just go back and watch those couple of videos again. It's fairly simple. It's not complicated. Quickly summarizing for you. Usually the price remains, 90% of the time it remains between the three bands. And when it is near the lower band, it is relatively underpriced. When it is near the upper band, it is relatively overpriced. And the stochastics is very simple. If the red line is above 80, it is overpriced, overbought. And if it is below 20, it is oversold. Okay. That's the only thing. The red line is called as the smooth stochastic. You can check with your broker which one is the smooth stochastic and which one is the fast stochastic. Generally, the line between the black and the red, whichever is having less fluctuation, that's the smooth stochastic. Okay. Now let's combine our knowledge of candlesticks with Bollinger's and stochastics to understand how to identify good trade setups. Okay. So this is a daily chart of Oracle. So first thing we need to look at is a candlestick pattern. Before even I look at Bollinger's and stochastics, which are Western signals, I look at candlestick patterns. Okay. So we have a candlestick pattern here. That is our first signal. So what is that? That's a hammer. It comes after a downtrend. It has a long lower shadow, more than twice the height of the real body. The real body is near the upper end of the trading range. So that's the hammer. Okay. So now we are bullish on this stock. Okay. So that's the first signal that we get. Second signal that we get is you look at this nice support here. Okay. Those 4 days created a nice support. So that's why I have drawn a purple dotted line here. So the hammer is confirming that support. It has crossed but not closed below that support. That is why the hammer is confirming and respecting that support. So that's our second signal, the prior established support area, which is respected by the hammer. Third thing is, and this order is important, because first I will look at the pattern, then I will look at the horizontal support resistance line. Horizontal lines are very important. Okay. Now the third thing is the lower Bollinger band. The price is near the lower Bollinger band. It means it is relatively underpriced. So that means it is likely to go up from there. Okay. So that's the third signal. The fourth signal is the stochastic. The red line is below the 20 level, which means it is oversold, which means it's flashing a buy signal. So you have four signals coming together. Fifth signal is this round number 3100. None of these candles has been able to cross this 3100 level. Okay. Even I think 3200 would be a critical level. That's where the bulls are coming into the market. Okay. In my view, 3100 is more powerful. A number ending with two zeros, a very powerful signal. Okay, round number. We have looked at what is a round number. So number five. So you have five signals coming together telling that we can take a long position here. So if we were to take a long position here, that would be our entry point, the close of that candle. That would be our, so this would be, this low would be our stop loss. I wouldn't take the low of the hammer. I would take the low of this candle. That would be our stop loss. And maybe our target would be this. So the reward to risk also is more easily more than 2.5. I think the reward to risk on this trade is around 4:1 or 3.5:1, something like that. So everything is in favor in this trade. So that would give me the confidence. So if five things are coming together to tell us that it's a nice trade to take. It is a nice trade to take. Okay, see, the target has been achieved. So the more confirmations you have, in this case, we had five confirmations. The more confirmations you have, the more the chances that the trade will work out in our favor. Okay.